Welcome to a Curious Kids podcast.
We are Starsville Scholars. Bum, 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 bum.
Today's episode is about interviewing people on Rube Goldberg.
I'm Cy.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Alejandro.
Today we will be interviewing two kids about Rube Goldberg. First, we will be interviewing a kid in our class named Danny about his Rube Goldberg.
Hello, Danny. What was your experience making a Rube Goldberg?
Well, it was awesome. It was really fun making a Rube Goldberg, and I really enjoyed it.
What would be your advice for people to start a Rube Goldberg?
I would say first you have to make up ideas and draw sketches, and then build on those with the actual materials.
What did you learn?
What did I learn? Well, I learned a lot of creativity. I got really creative at points when I was like trying to figure out more stuff to make it longer, and it was pretty fun.
What was your biggest challenge you faced?
Well, most of the time, Michael couldn't come, so I pretty much did most of the work. So I guess that's my biggest challenge.
Thank you for interviewing us, Danny.
You're welcome. Bye.
And now for our second interview, Max G.
Hi, Max. What was your experience making a Rube Goldberg?
My experience making a Rube Goldberg was a lot of fun. It was a very interesting and complicated process.
What would be your advice for people to start a Rube Goldberg?
My advice for people to start a Rube Goldberg is have an idea and then just build it. Because you don't know what could work and what can't.
What did you learn?
I learned what kinetic and energy meant and how gravity only goes downhill and not up.
What are the biggest challenges you faced?
Our challenge was, well, we had this part that we couldn't use anymore, so we had to figure it out, something else to use instead of that, and to hold all the dominoes up.
Bye.
That's it for today. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Curious Kids podcast.
We are